Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Be Inspired with Michelle G Show. I'm your host, Michelle G. I haven't been on the air for a couple of weeks because it's the end of the year, and I just wanted to take a little bit of time to get quiet, to pray, and just to, you know, get my thoughts and stuff together. I wasn't going to have a show tonight, but then this is something that came to me, and it's something that I'm doing personally myself now, and I thought that I would share it with you all. Tonight's show, Are You Ready? Tie Up Loose Ends. Tonight's show is going to be just a brief, I want to talk to you briefly about tying up loose ends. I've recently done shows on finishing strong, and it's not too late. We literally have 4 days left in 2017, but 4 days is enough time to get some things done. Before I go any further, if you would like to call in with your questions or comments, that number is 1-929-477-2554. Again, that number is 1-929-477-2554. I won't be on here long, but I did want to take this opportunity to share with you, and as you guys already know from me being on the air and you guys being my listeners for the last year, you already know that, you know, when something helps me, I don't mind sharing it, and this has really helped me. So that's why I decided to pop on tonight and share it with you all, and I just wanted to talk to you all before we bring in a new year. I wanted to encourage you all tonight to tie up those loose ends. And as I'm talking to you, I'm also talking and speaking to myself. I'm still taking care of some things before the year's end. I'm trying to tie up my loose ends. Now, the reason this came about is because it is the end of the year, and if you know, we already know that there's some things that, you know, we make these New Year's resolutions, which I don't, because I don't do New Year's resolutions. I just, you know, set goals. I just work toward my goals or whatever, but I don't do New Year's resolutions. But we think about these things toward the end of the year, and like I said on previous shows, we get frustrated, we get agitated, we get annoyed because we think, okay, I didn't get this done, I didn't get that done. And, you know, we've already discussed that in the previous shows on how you can't go back and redo. You can't go back and undo. So those things, just leave it alone. But then, you know, look at your list and think about the things that worked, didn't work, what needs to, you know, that kind of work needs to be tweaked or whatever that you can continue to work on in 2018. Well, the tying up the loose ends came because we all know, well, some of you probably know, there's certain things that you've held on to in 2017 that you know you need to let go. God has already let you know to let these things go. Now, it doesn't necessarily have to be a person. It could be, you know, something. But if it is a person, the same goes with that. There's some things you just have to let go. That's what I mean by tying up loose ends. And not only that, tying up loose ends is there's some things that you know you should have started a month ago. You should have started a week ago, you know, but you haven't started it because you're thinking, okay, it's almost the end of the year, or either you're frantic about it being the end of the year and what you haven't accomplished and your focus isn't quite right. Well, with 4 days left in 2017, it's time to tie up those loose ends so that you can be ready when 2018 comes in. If there's something that you know you need to take care of, like I said, like letting go of a person or putting some things into motion, it's time to tie up those loose ends. If you're ready, if you want to be ready when you go into 2018 and you want to go in there strong, you have to let those things go that God has already told you to let go. It doesn't have, like I said, it doesn't have to be a person, but if God has told you to let it go, then you obviously don't need it, and you don't need to carry it into 2018. Let that weight go. Tie up that end and let it go. Look at your list. I have a list, and now some of you may have a list and some of you don't, but, you know, if you don't have a list, then write down a list of those things that you know you need to get taken care of, you know, you need to get taken care of in the next few days. Look at that list. 4 days is enough time. Will you get everything on that list checked off? I'm not sure. But we know that if it's something that God wants to do in your life, and he's told you to let it go or told you to do it in 2017, there's nothing too hard or too big for our God. So even if you don't do it until December the 31st, if you let it go December the 31st, or you get it started or get whatever put into motion that you're supposed to get put into motion on December the 31st, then you've done what God has told you to do, and it's going to work. Then you can start seeing the fruit of it. You can start seeing the movement of it. But you got to do it, especially if you already know in your heart of hearts and you know in your spirit and you've had it confirmed and God has told you, you need to let this go. This don't take into 2018. You know, you need to go ahead and start writing that book. Go ahead and start the plan for that business. Whatever it is, it's time to tie up those loose ends. What I'm saying is there's certain things that you know that you need to handle before 2017 ends. And I can say this with boldness as I'm saying it because, like I said in the beginning, I'm talking to myself as well. There are things that I'm tying. I have a lot of loose ends that I'm tying up now. And I'm looking at it with, I'm not getting frantic because I only have 4 days left. I'm moving because I do have 4 days left. And like I said before, 4 days is enough time to tie up these loose ends. It's enough time for me to put those things that I know I was supposed to put into action, to put them in action, to let certain things go. And if there is a person that needs to be let go, let that person go. And now I didn't say that, you know, the letting go part is going to be easy because it won't be. And there'll probably be some emotions attached to that. But it's okay because as long as you're following the will of God and what you've been directed to do, and if it's for your the better you, for better you in 2018, then you have to do it. The reason it's important is when you let these things go or you get these things started, it's going to do a couple of things. It's going to do a couple of things, and one of the things it's going to do is when these things are people or let go, it's going to lift a weight off of you. It's going to release. You will feel a release from it by letting it go. And I don't know if any of you have ever experienced this, but I have experienced where, you know, you've carried people. And not because you, like, not physically carried them, but you've carried them emotionally. Even when you know that a situation isn't supposed to be, or a relationship, or, you know, that relationship could be a, you know, a relationship as we normally think of it, or it could be a business relationship, whatever the case may be. When you know that it's not working, it weighs on you. It weighs on your mind. It really weighs on you physically, as if you are literally carrying it around. Even though you're carrying it on the inside, it's like you actually got it on your back and you're carrying it. And I don't know about you all, but I can't carry that kind of thing anymore because it slows you down. It causes you to have sleepless nights. It causes you to worry. It causes you to stress, unnecessary stress. So letting those things or those people, whatever your case may be, letting it go, tying up that loose end with that, because when you let it go, you've tied that end. Now God can work where he needs to work in that place where he said, you know, if he told you to let them go or let it go, then he has his reasons. And if you're trusting in what he's told you to do, then you're just do it. And once you let it go or let them go, that end is tied. So you can move forward with that. And you'll find yourself feeling a little bit lighter. And I'm talking about in the spirit and naturally. Because we all know that when we carry things and we worry about things and stress about things, it causes health issues. You're tired a lot because you don't sleep. It just leads into so many other things. So when you let tying up those loose ends, these next 4 days, very important because, like I said, it's going to do a couple of things. And one of those things is it's going to lighten, it's going to lighten you. It's going to lift up a weight. You're going to feel a release and a relief. And when you, and the next thing it's going to do is when you start things or put things into motion, it's going to put you in a different mindset. There are a lot of things that you already know that you're supposed to be doing, that you should have already started. And I'm not going to dwell on the shows that I've done in the previous weeks because I discussed a lot of those things in those other two shows that I did. But when you put things in, you have to have the right mindset. And when you put things in motion, I know it's still scary. Okay, I only have 4 days left, if that's what you're thinking. I only have 4 days left. And I know, God, I know you told me to start this. I know you told me to go ahead and contact this person so that can be in motion. But there's only 4 days left, and you know, I know you, I was supposed to get it done before 2017. Woulda, coulda, shoulda, supposed to. If God told you to do it, then just do it. Like I said, we serve a big God. What we have to do, and I've had to learn to do this myself, what we have to do is we have to learn how to stop putting our God in a box. Stop putting our God, we serve a big God. He can't be contained in a box. So we need to stop thinking about, well, you know, it's only so-and-so amount of days before, you know, before the year's end, and I know it's too late for me. No, if God told you to do it, is there anything too hard for God? No. So if he told you to do it, like I said, it doesn't matter if you do it at December the 31st. But if he told you to do it in 2017, then just do it. God doesn't work in our time, and God doesn't work in time. He is time. So it'll put you in a different mindset when you start that thing, because as soon as you obey what God told you to do, you'll start seeing the difference. You'll start seeing the changes here and there. You'll start seeing those things, and he may not give you the whole plan at that time, but you'll begin to see him at work. But it starts with our obedience. And again, I'm talking to myself as well because, you know, sometimes we're all human. So sometimes we get worried and sometimes we look at time and we think, you know, we look at, you know, we have this list and then we have, you know, God told us to do this before this time. And we think in our own little minds that it can't be done. That's the human part of us. But when we think about and put our faith and our trust in God and realize that there's nothing too hard for him, and we take him out of that box that we put him in, then watch him work. So when you tie up these loose ends and starting something that's supposed to be started in 2017 is tying up a loose end because you're getting it done. That's something that you're leaving, that you're not leaving unfinished. Now, like I said, if you, will you get everything on that list complete? I'm not sure because I don't know what your list is. There are things on my list, there are things I categorize them, and there are things that I have on my list that I know I'm supposed to have done and need to have done before 2017 ends. And then there are other things on the list that's in another category, those things that we talked about before where I wanted to do them, accomplish them in 2017, but didn't get them accomplished, but there are still things that I think should be on my list that need to be worked on, and I could take those into 2018. Now, when you go into 2018 lighter, because you've gotten that release and that relief from that weight, when you put things in motion, so now you have something that you can work toward. You have something that you can focus on in 2008. That's starting your year off. Imagine starting your year off lighter, more focused, and determined, and working toward what it is that God is giving you to work toward. You need to have the right mindset. And that right mindset comes in through, it's through seeking God. And we must seek God through all these things that I'm mentioning tonight. Seek God. And if you haven't asked him, what is it that you want me to do before this year's out, there's still time. Seek him. Pray, God, what is it that you need me to do in 2017 before this year ends so I can be prepared for what you have for me and be ready for what you have for me to do or what you have for me in 2018? There are some things that you're going to have to let go of so that you can receive what God has for you in this coming year. So begin to, it's not too late. Take that time, these next few days, take this time and just lay before God and pray and say, God, it's almost 2017 is getting ready to end. What is it that I still need to do? I want to make sure that I'm ready when 2018 gets here. I'm ready to do what it is that you have for me to do. I'm ready to serve my purpose. I'm ready to work in the kingdom. Your servant is ready. Lord, what is it that you want me to do? And whatever God tells you, trust it, even if you don't understand it, even if you know it's going to be difficult, trust it. Trust it, because he'll give you the directions on how to do it. He'll let you know when to do it if you ask him and seek him. You have to have the right mindset, and all of this comes along with, it helps you to get that right mindset because you're no longer, you don't need to be weighed down. Things are going to happen, and I believe that things are going to be happening so fast in 2018. I believe it's going to be back to back to back to back, just blessings and miracles, doors opening, ways being made, connections. I just believe that it's going to be happening really fast in 2018, and you don't need to be weighted down. You don't need to have your mind thinking about those things that you should have done and that you knew to do then. Now, you can still, don't get me wrong, you can still be obedient and do it when 2018 starts. But if God tells you to do it in 2017, then do it in 2017. We want to be completely obedient and not do incomplete obedience, doing only part of it or waiting until things get worse, and not doing it when we're supposed to do it. Because we don't always understand what God is doing. We just have to trust and put our faith in what God is doing. So if he tells you in 2017 to do it, then there must be something in that time of 2017 of why he wants you to do it. So, you know, like I said, I believe that things are going to go really, really fast and going to be happening really fast in 2018, and you need to be able to move with no restriction and with a clear mind. So tie those loose ends. You know what God has told you to do. You know what he's told you to start. You know who and what he's told you to let go. 4 days is enough time to tie up those loose ends so you can be ready for 2018. And I wanted to share this with you all, and I won't be up here long, honestly. I don't even know if it'll even last 30 minutes. And if it doesn't, then that's fine too, because you all know from this year of being with me on the air, you know that I say what's laid on me to say or what I think will benefit you all, and then I end the show, because there's no sense in, unless I have callers or somebody that has a question, there's no reason in dragging it on or trying to add on to it for the sake of time. Once everything is said that I need to say, then I just move on. Once you do what God has told you to do in 2017, be prepared to start your 2018 lighter, being able to move and maneuver. When God say, okay, he may say in January the 2nd, he may tell you, okay, you need to do this. You'll be able to pick up and do what it is that he has you to do because you let go. go of what you needed to let go, or you went ahead and started what you needed to start in 2017. The one thing I would leave, I would want you to remember as you're going into 2018, because like I said, I believe that it's going to be moving really, really fast. Things are going to be happening. I want you to stay in your lane. And what I mean by that is sometimes people, you know, I've used stay in your lane in different ways. But what I mean in this content is staying in your lane. That means trusting your process, trusting the lane that God has you in. Now, in the natural, if we're driving and we're looking at the lane next to us and we're looking at the lane on the left or the right, or we're looking over at the building on the side, or we're looking at the car that's getting ready to pass, you know, if our focus isn't on where we're driving and in front of us and what's in front of us, what would happen? An accident. You could hurt yourself, or you could hurt someone else. It's the same, and I'm using that as an example. Think of it in the spirit. You don't need to be focused on staying in your lane. You don't need to be looking at the person in the lane to your right or the person in the lane to your left. Don't look in their lane worrying about, oh, well, they're driving a lot faster. They're going to get to their destined place faster than I'm going to get there. Or they're doing this. And why is it working fast? Or they're doing... You will end up missing where you're supposed to be going because you're too busy looking at somebody else in their lane. Trust your process. Trust what God has told you. It doesn't matter if the person that's in the lane to your right has a car that's driving that can go from 0 to 100 in a matter of 5 seconds, and you're driving in your lane in a hoopty. If it's meant for you to get to your destined place before they do, then you will. So keep your focus and stay in your lane. And don't change lanes unless God tells you to put your turn signal on. Unless God tells you to put your signal on, don't change lanes. Don't veer off your path that God has for you unless God tells you to turn to the left or turn to the right. If he doesn't give you that to turn to the left or the right, then just stay in your lane. Stay focused on what God is giving you to do. Don't worry about brother so-and-so who's gotten this accomplished in this amount of time. That was his process. Or sister so-and-so who got that this other thing accomplished and that she's everything is happening faster for her. That's her process. Everybody is in different stages of their process. You have to know what stage you're in and know your process and then trust God in your process. That's what I mean when I say stay in your lane. Stay in your lane and don't put on your signal until God tells you to put your signal on. Stay in your and trust the process. It doesn't matter what anybody else is doing. Celebrate those people. Celebrate that's another person that's reached their destined place, because if they've reached their destined place in God, then that means that God's kingdom is being influenced, that God's kingdom, is they're serving their purpose for God. If they've reached their destined place in God, then they're serving their purpose, which means they're reaching somebody. They're reaching the people that they're supposed to reach. So celebrate with them. Celebrate with them. But keep your focus on your process and your destined place where God is trying to get you so that you can reach those whom you're supposed to reach, so you can live the life that God has ordained for you to live, and that your purpose be served. So I'm getting close to closing, because like I said, I wasn't going to stay on here long. It wasn't meant to be long. I'm just sharing this with you all because it's helping me. It's what I'm doing now to make sure that I am ready when 2018 gets here, that I'm ready, because I'm tying up all my loose ends. It's important. And like I said, I wasn't going to do a show, but as I was out today doing something, and I can't even remember what it was I was doing. I was busy doing something, and I was at the chiropractor. And while I was at the chiropractor and I was being adjusted, it came to me about tying up the loose ends. And I said, you know what, Lord, I'm going to share this tonight. I'm just going to do a pop-on show and share this tonight. And as always, like I said, when things help me, I always like to share in hopes that it helps someone else. So I hope that this has really helped you tonight. I'm going to end the show by saying thank you all for an awesome year, and I hope you're ready for 2018. It's going to be amazing. And if you're not ready, it's not too late. You still have time. Tie up those loose ends and get ready so that you can finish 2017 strong and go into 2018 even stronger, ready to move with no restrictions, with a clear mind, and knowing what you're there to do, going toward your destined place that God has for you, going where he has ordained for you to be. Remember, you know what God has told you to do. You know what he's told you to start. You know what he's told you to stop. You know who and what he's told you to let go before this year is out. 4 days is enough time to do what God has told you to do. 4 days is enough time. Stop putting our God in a box. He doesn't belong there. Let him out the box that you put him in. Don't worry about the fact that we have 4 days left and get anxious and worried. Just look at it as, oh, yeah, I got 4 days left to do this. And just do it. Trust your process. And remember, stay in your lane. Stay in your lane, trusting your process. Don't put on your signal unless God tells you to. Unless God tells you to change lanes, stay in yours that he's put you on, because your lane that you're in and your process is going to lead you to where he needs you to be so that he can get the glory out of what he has purposed for your life, and that you can reach those people that he has placed in places that you will meet on that path. If you get out of your lane, you may miss the person that you're supposed to impact because you were in somebody else's lane. Because you thought if you got in that lane, you were going to move faster and get to your destined place faster. So stay in your lane. Like I said, don't turn to the left or the right. And don't change lanes unless God tells you to change lanes. Unless he tells you to put that signal on. Because when you're on your path, you will reach all those people that you're supposed to reach on your path. And if you veer off, you may miss a person that was attached to you, that you could have helped. But you were looking at Sister So-and-so in the left lane or Brother So-and-so in the right lane. So you guys, tie up those loose ends. Tie them up. You guys, tie up those loose ends so that you can start 2018 off lighter, focused, and ready to go. I thank you all so much for an awesome, awesome year. Thank you so much for the great support. I want you guys to have a great night. Be blessed. And I will see you all in 2018. Happy New Year. It's been great. You guys get ready. Tie up those loose ends. Tie up those loose ends. Make sure that you're listening. Taking the time to get quiet to see exactly what it is that God wants you to do in these next 4 days before this year ends, so that you can tie these loose ends up and you can be ready. Because when the clock strikes on December 31st at midnight, you will know that you've done what God has told you to do. You're finishing strong. And when when 12:01 hits, that you're ready to go in 2018. Tie up your loose ends, you guys. There's still time. Take God out of the box. Trust your process and trust God. Happy New Year, you guys. Thanks for an awesome year. Get ready for an amazing year. See you in 2018. Good night and be blessed.